Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know that much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Show that I air every Friday, Bringing Sexy Back. Hope everybody's going to enjoy themselves tonight on the show. We're going to open it up first with What is Sexy? There are different variations to the word sexy, so we're going to get into that and discuss the different things that are associated with the word sexy. With that being said, I have a new co-host for this show every Wednesday. It airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. My new co-host's name is Danny, which is a female, so don't get your drawers in a bunch, and Rhea, my co-host for Friday. This show is for mature audience only, so if you're under 18, please find another show tonight. And if you're under 18 and you're listening at your own risk, and you have been warned. With that being said, I'm going to bring in one of my co-hosts, because I don't see the other one on the line. And we're going to get this show on the road, okay? Danny?
Yes, honey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Delicious?
I'm fantastic, and I really do appreciate you coming in, being a host to this Wednesday night edition to my show. I really do appreciate that. Now, we're going to get right into the discussion this evening, is sexy. What does that mean? According to the dictionary, it means sexually suggestive or stimulating and erotic. So when you hear those words, what can you think of things that are sexy?
Oh, wow. This is an X-rated show, right? Because I can do what I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
I guess when you break it down like that, the first thing that comes to my mind is a sexy man. Something nice to look at, you know, something sexual to look at, a nice chocolate dog talking to him. Something like that, when you break it down like that, in that terms of definition, that's the first thing that pops out on my mind. Something easy on the eyes to look at, something you can't take your eyes off of.
And that's sexy. Okay, well, stimulating and suggestive could be, well, to me, I'm going to speak to things that I think that are sexy. I love a man in a suit, and as he's wearing it well, that's very sexy to me. I love a man who has voluptuous lips. That's sexy to me. I love a man who's intelligent. That's sexy. I love the way a man smells. That's sexy. I love the way a man kisses. Even sometimes watching him walk and how he embraces me. You know, it's just so many variations to the word sexy. And I like to see a man with a nice body. Who keeps his hygiene up, that's sexy. A man who reads is sexy. And I love a man that can cook. Now, that's really sexy.
That's all the way sexy.
Yeah, a man who can cook and a man who washes dishes. That is such a turn on for me. It might sound silly and crazy, but those are some things that I consider to be sexy. And as far as stimulating sexy, I love the way a man touches me. I love it when a man kisses me on my shoulder blades. Was that the right word to say, my shoulder blades? Well, on the back of my shoulder. I love it when a man kisses me there.
Okay.
When he whispers little naughty things in my ears, that's sexy.
Right.
When a man combs my hair or washes my hair, that's sexy. Fix me breakfast in bed. You know, there are just so many variations to that word. And you never get tired of the sexy part of somebody being sexy to you or somebody stimulating you. So,
what?
Do you have any other suggestions, Danny?
Any other suggestions? Well, you gave a whole lot. To be honest,
there's so many more.
Like, I like to be a man that washes clothes and folds clothes. Like, I think that, you know, any guy that is domestic to me,
right.
And you don't have to tell him, and you don't have to tell him, like, I think it's sexy. Any guy that's domestic. But not only just a man, I mean, I'm into women, so I love to see beautiful, thick women that know how to wear a suit as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that got definitely luscious lips, had to have luscious lips. But
mm-hmm.
I love sexy legs. I love thick legs. And ladies that wear well, I think sexy legs are attractive to me.
Right. And I like it when a man holds my hand or if he's pulling a chair out for me to sit down. These things are really sexy, and they're turn-ons to me.
They are.
You know, yeah, so, you know, those things are things that we are missing because it's rarely done because you can't find men who are still doing those types of things, but they are out there. So don't even think that they're not.
Yes,
yeah, right, because, you know, it's still happening, but it's just so rare now, you know, because I can remember coming up and, you know, how a guy would actually ask you to be his woman. Now that, oh, my goodness, just to hear a man say, would you be mine?
Right.
I mean, just to hear those words coming out of his mouth, will you be my woman? That is just so sexy. That is definitely sexy.
And it's like little stuff like that are sexy, little stuff sometimes. You know, people get the idea like it has to be so drawn out and, you know, let's do the long spreads on a, you know, on the table, and I want to fix all your favorite food, even though that might be sexy to some people, but sometimes just a little small thing, just whispering in somebody's ear can just turn me on and, you know, can make me have a good day. Just a sexy text that I can get random from a guy that I'm talking to, dating, or in love with, and just a random, you know, I could be having a bad day in the office, and just a random text is sexy to me, just for him saying that he's thinking about me, you know, to me, that is sexy. Just some of the little stuff for me, I'm not too much, it has to be overdrawn and real big, but sometimes the smaller things is really a turn on to me.
Yes, it is, and I think women, well, I'm going to speak for myself. I, as a woman, appreciate a man who does the smaller things, you know, calling me up, you know, asking me how is my day, telling me that they miss me, they can't wait to see me. You know, those things really stimulate you as well, and that is sexy.
So,
yeah, it's just, you know, and then people need to get back into that. You know, get back into holding hands and hugging and kissing, displaying public affection. Even though some people are not into that, it doesn't bother me, because if I'm into somebody and we're walking down the street and they want to hold my hand, you can hold my hand. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss me. But don't just do anything inappropriate. You see what I'm saying? There are boundaries there. Holding my hand or wanting to kiss me, cuddling and... you know, just doing things together to stimulate one another. That's sexy.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And,
they need to get back into that. I said that is something that they need to, we need to get back into. Definitely, you know, you don't find too much of that going on. You know, it seems like everybody in a rush and everybody want one thing and it's right there and let's get it and I got it, okay. You know, people forget small, people forget the foreplay before sex. Like, who forgets about foreplay? Like, there's a whole foreplay that goes on before you just have sex with me. You know, people forget about the foreplay and forget about the little things that lead up to that instead of just doing it. It's not that anymore.
Right. Well, see, some people don't really know what foreplay is. And some people think that foreplay just basically starts in the bedroom. When foreplay starts anywhere, you could be at work and, you know, you call your significant other and, you know, you whisper something sweet to them or, you know, ask them how their day is. You build that up all throughout the day. So
you
when they get home, things are hot. And, you know, you could take from there. But a lot of people don't think of it that way. They just, you know, wait for the moment and they want everything really quick and fast. You know, get back to taking your time. You know, saying those sexy things to her, undressing her, and pampering her, and you pampering him. You know, it's a two-way street. And when people do it that way, it'll be better when it comes down to the lovemaking. And we are going to have, that's going to be our next topic next week. But, you know, tonight we're just talking about the sexy, what sexy means. And, you know, trying to get people to realize the things that they can do to enhance the relationship or to start a relationship or to stay in a relationship. Because after all, whatever you do to get this person are the same things you have to do to keep this person. So if you was holding doors open for this person and cooking for this person and, you know, keeping this person happy when before you got with them and then you got with them, you have to continually do those things.
You're right.
You know, so...
Yeah,
when people learn that, then, you know, it'll be a lot better on a relationship. You know, because people get in relationships and they become complacent and they figure, well, I got you now, so, you know, it's all downhill. But I just think that, you know, you should keep the fires burning for as long as you can, because eventually they are going to go out and it's going to be reasons why, but when you can keep them burning, keep them burning.
Right. I think that's the best thing, because it's like the saying said, whatever you don't do, somebody else will. And again, it don't have to be something major. It doesn't necessarily always have to be about sex. Every man or every woman don't step out because they're not getting sex at home. Sometimes somebody just wants conversation, and they can't get that at home.
Right.
So it's like what you don't do for your significant other or your husband or your boyfriend or whatever it is that y'all become one, whatever name you call it, because there's so many names, cuddle buddies, whatever, it's so weird, and all these titles that they have out here. But whatever you don't do for your significant other at the end of the day, believe me, he'll get it or she'll get it from somebody else if you don't do it. And again, like I said, it's not always about every guy doesn't cheat with sex. It's not always about sex. It's just about sometimes conversation. They want to be listened to just as well as we want to be listened to.
Yeah, that is true. But eventually, if a person is continuously going to another person, eventually it will turn into sex.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Yeah, you know, just somebody who just wants to come home and have a conversation with their significant other and that's not happening, and they find somebody else that's going to do it, then, you know, they're going to be emotionally attached to that other person, and then their feelings are going to become involved, and next thing you know, they're in a relationship with this other person. So if you want to keep your significant other, not to say that it's always going to be that way, but, you know, like I said, you have to do the same things you did to get that person, to keep that person. And then sometimes if a person wants to step out, and that's what they do, it's basically nothing you can do about that, because that's that person's makeup. And that person, that's just what they're going to do, a cheater, in other words. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a topic on that as well. But, you know, just getting back to the sexy part, you know, I another thing that I think is sexy is when a man gives his significant other a massage, and then when you give him a massage, and I give Dynamite massages.
Okay, all right, let me find out. I'm over there. How you holding secrets now? I ain't know nothing about that now.
But I give holistic massages, and generally you see people who massage from the back down. I start from the feet up. That's a holistic massage. And now I don't give them to everybody. Trust and believe that you have to earn a massage from me. But, you know, when I do, it's, you know, it's really worth the massage. And I've received massages as well. But I can't say that they were as good as the ones that I give out, because I don't expect them to know that the massages that they're giving me are not the massages that I really want. And I'm not going to tell them, you know, to discourage them or anything like that. But I know, well, it was one particular guy who gave me a holistic massage. And I'm telling you, it is nothing in the world like it. When he finished giving me that massage, I felt like I could run in a marathon. My whole body was just so rejuvenated. He got my blood flowing. It was just like cleared my brain. Did it from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. And that's how, you know, I give massages as well. So, you know, I love a man who could, you know, give me a massage, and it really doesn't have to be a holistic massage, but if he knows how to do a holistic massage, that's a plus.
Okay.
And I do love men. I love men who can kiss. If a man can kiss, oh my goodness, it's on. And I don't like sloppy kisses, wet kisses. You know, if you definitely know how to kiss, then to me, and the guys that I know kiss, that could kiss, are also good lovers.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying that for myself. I don't know how anybody else judges a man making love to them or anything like that, but the guys who I've kissed were also fantastic lovers.
Oh, wow.
So, you know how to kiss? Kiss them right. You know, don't slight your woman. Give it all to him, you know, because she's going to give it all to you, because when I'm in a relationship, I give my all, because I believe that's the way it should be. You know, it's not 50-50, it's 100%. You give 100%, he gives 100%, and it works out.
That's true. But, you know, we are we are females, so you know, we always do something extra. We always, it seems like we always, that's us being females. And not all females, you know, majority of females, we are so, you know, over emotional. We give so much and we put up with so much. And I think some guys don't appreciate that and they don't realize that. And it's like it comes to a hump or something has to happen in order for you to realize that I've been here the whole time, right on the truth. You know, sometimes it's, you know, you got to get back into appreciate her. You have to appreciate her. And same thing, vice versa, because, you know, you have some guys that are good guys and great fathers and, you know, great providers. And they do what they can and they do anything for their kids. And some kids, they're stepkids, and, you know, some women don't appreciate them. So, you know, it definitely is a vice versa thing when we're talking about giving 100%. It's definitely vice versa.
Right. And then the fact of the matter is that women are more emotional than men. So quite naturally, our feelings are going to be a little bit deeper than theirs. Not to say that they don't have deep feelings, but ours are going to be a little bit deeper because our emotions are attached to them, and men have a tendency to hide their emotions unless something happens, you know, to cause them to show them. But women basically wear their hearts on their sleeves. When men, they, you know, they hide their little emotions and, you know, so, you know, we just have to get, you know, just bear it. And as long as we're giving 100% and they're giving 100%, you know, things are going to be good.
True.
So, and I think another sexy thing is when a man talks to me and sexy voice. I love men who have deep, sexy voices. It's just something about that deepness in their voice that's it's erotic, and it's soothing and it's sensual, you know, because his words, they sort of like, you know, I don't know. It's just something about a man who has a deep voice, and when he's speaking, and sometimes even over the phone, you know, I'm feeling like, wow. And I'm just wanting him to come to the phone, you know, just listen to his voice. That's really sexy. And men's cologne, some men's colognes really turned me on. I was in Macy's a couple of weeks ago, and this guy, I meant to ask him what he was wearing. I just wanted to follow him around the store. It was his scent was just so intoxicating, you know, because they do have colognes out here that make you want to follow a man around. Right. And I believe they put artificial pheromones in it.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, so, yeah, so that's sexy, too, you know. And then to see a well-groomed man, nice manicured hands.
Right.
You know, and, you know, just a man
sexy.
Takes care of himself. I love a man in uniform, too.
Now, do you think it's sexy for your man to go with you to the nail salon and get a pedicure with you, or you think that's a little too much for you, or you want mine?
Well, I wouldn't mind. I've never did it before, but I wouldn't mind us sitting side by side getting pedicures. I wouldn't mind that at all. You know, I've seen guys in the nail salon coming to get pedicures, and I saw a guy and a girlfriend in there at one point, but I saw a few guys coming in, you know, alone getting pedicures. But I wouldn't mind. I really wouldn't mind. I think it's, you know, it's really good when you can do things together, you know, personal things like that. Even going to the gym together, you know, walking together, you know, just doing things together, you know, is, you know, really a turn on, you know, especially now that, and I really don't want to say it too much, but now that the economy is sort of like crazy, you know, everybody's out working or, They get home, he's tired. She get home, she's tired. You know, there's no more recreation going on and not really enjoying each other because you're working too hard. You know, maybe if you could take a vacation, and I love going on vacations, whether I go by myself or with somebody else, but I love going on vacations, and I love going to, like, maybe a nice, intimate tropical islands and just laying up on the beach, you know, and just, you know, just me and my significant other and just enjoying each other, you know, getting that break away from the rat race, you know, because everybody needs a break. Everybody needs a break. If you work too much, you heard the saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And that is the truth. That is so true because you work, and you don't do anything but work. That's not fun. Everybody needs a little bit of recreation in their life. Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs a vacation. And I remember when I was working, I'm retired now, but when I was working, every year, I went on vacation, went somewhere to the Bahamas, New Orleans, California, you know, just getting away.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, so you need that break. Yeah, so we're going to take a little break, and we're going to be right back. Back, that was John Legend and Al Green, Stay With Me. In case you're just tuning in, tonight we're talking about sexy. My new co-host, Danny's on the line. And if there's anybody under 18, please switch to another show. This show is strictly for mature audience only. If you have a question or comment, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And I see my other co-host is on the line. I'm going to bring her in. Rhea?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Block is messing up tonight. I don't know what's going on. People are saying that it's going in and out, but it's not me, people. It's Blog Talk, and I'm sorry that this is happening tonight. Maybe they don't want me to have this show, but whatever, I'm having it, okay? Did you hear any of the show, Rhea?
No, I just came in.
Oh, okay. Well, what we were talking about is what's sexy, and I'd like you to meet Danny, the other co-host. Danny, this is Rhea, the co-host for Friday Night and Tonight's show.
Hi, Rhea.
Okay, what we were talking about is what sexy means. And as Danny and I were talking, we were talking about the things as far as like a man in a suit is sexy, his cologne is sexy, the way he talk, walk, look. Women are sexy as well. I don't mean to leave women out because we are sexy in our attire. Don't overdo it, though, showing too much cleavage and your butt cheeks. That's not sexy. I'm sorry. That's not sexy at all, ladies. But showing a little cleavage is nothing wrong with that. And wearing your skirt short modestly, there's nothing wrong with that. But when your butt is hanging below your skirt, that's not sexy. Okay? also, a man having a sexy voice. And his cologne, and sometimes when a man whispers little naughty things in your ear, that's sexy. And my favorite flower is a rose. I love it, love it, love it. When men give me roses, oh my goodness. And you know something else that's sexy? I love spoken word artists.
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they have the erotic spoken word. That really turns me on. I am so turned on by spoken word. And we also mentioned men who are domesticated, men who wash the dishes, or a man who can cook. I love a man can cook. I was with this guy. He could cook. And I'm going to tell you, this when I used to eat meat years ago, he was the first person who ever fried spare ribs. And you talking about something that was good. Yes, they were fried spare ribs. So if they're doing that now, they may have got it from my old boyfriend. I'm just joking. But yeah, he could cook. But he made a mess, but he could cook. And when I say he could cook, and that was sexy to me, you know. And also a man when he washes your hair, when he bathes you, massage you, kiss you, you know, do all those things that are sexually stimulating. And erotic, that's sexy. So do you have anything to add to that, Rhea, as far as, like, your interpretation of sexy?
One of the sexiest things that, as far as men can do, is that open, direct communication.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking and you're exchanging and you're on that plane of sharing, that is uber sexy to me. It's just like, wow. But a man's walk, that's a weakness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the sexiest things that ever exists. Not that confident, straight, strong walk. Not those exaggerated walks, not those made up walks, but when you can actually see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true, because a man who just has that natural swagger, that is a turn on.
which is such an overused word these days. Half the people don't know what swagger actually is.
Right, they don't. They don't. But, you know, you know how they take a word and turn it around and change it up to whatever they want it to be. You know, so it was just taking all out of content. But, yeah, and a man's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Is sexy. And giving small gifts, you know, I'm not looking for a man to give me a 20-carat ring or Gucci or Chanel and all that kind of stuff. Something nice, you know, maybe like a stuffed toy or a little bottle of perfume, you know, or some roses like I had mentioned before, or some candy, you know. Those are the little things that I would cherish. You know, now, if we was getting married and he wanted to give me a 20-carat ring, that's all good, too.
That's right.
The little things lead up to big things, you know. And I even gave this guy that we're the best of friends. I gave him a dozen. His birthday is on Valentine's Day, and I gave him a dozen long stem roses with the words "I love you" embossed in gold in the petals. Mm. And when he was at work, he opened them. Everybody was asking him for a rose and asking him where he got it from. I said, "If you give one of those roses away, just one." He said, "No." He said, "I'm not. They're not getting none of my roses. No way." You know. So I don't mind. You know. Sending the guy flowers or candy or whatever, you know. And even I think it's sexy when a woman asks a man out. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I know some people say, well, I would never ask a man out. A man got to ask me out. What's wrong with asking a man to go out? You know, if a man asks you to go out, and this is just me, I don't see anything wrong with this. It's a man that you want to be with or you want to spend time with this man. There's nothing wrong with you asking him, you know, can we go out for coffee or can we go out to lunch or can we go to the movies or something like that, you know, just to spend time with this person. And then you could maybe get to know this person and maybe a thing that this person may have had their eyes on you forever, you know, was glad that you approached them, you know, so... I think it's you know, there's nothing wrong with a person who approaches a man and asks him to go out. What do you girls think about that? You ladies, I'm sorry. What do you think about that?
Oh, I've never had
that. Well, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah. That's something that I think should be somewhat of a norm, especially in today's society when so many males feel like females, quote-unquote, use you for, quote-unquote, a good meal. Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. But you know what else is really sexy? Being read to.
Oh, yeah.
Especially by candlelight.
That's
really, really nice.
Wow. Yes, reading a nice, sexy story, erotic story.
Wow, y'all got me over here taking notes. Y'all got me over here taking notes. I'm getting ready to bug the hell up my man now. I'm taking notes. I got a notebook right about now.
I know that's right, but there's things that you can do, you know.
But, you
so,
know, simple things could be some of the most sexiest things. Fingering it in your hair. Now that's something that's really, really simple, but it's like, oh wow, you know what I'm saying? So that
right,
it does not have to be something big or something
right.
Overly alluring like those simple acts they do. They men with their children is sexy to me.
Yeah, that is.
Especially to see him running around and playing with him. It's like, wow.
Yeah. We have a couple of callers I'm going to bring in. Let's see. Caller 111, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Like what you say, it's very good pointers that men should follow, like myself, because I give gifts. Candy, flowers is one of my favorites. I try to be well groomed as possible. Good smelling cologne, whether it's Izumiaki or Halston or things of this nature. But it's always good to know what a woman likes, because sometimes we don't know. I think women have a better sisterhood than men have a brotherhood. Most things that we learn from asking you. I think that most things women learn, they talk about it with each other and they ask the man. I think we don't do a lot of asking. We just do a lot of observation. And sometimes you can observe wrong.
Right.
That's true.
That is true. That's a very good point.
The interesting thing about the domestic man, I like to be cooked for, and I don't mind taking out. If a woman asks me to take her out, that's fine. I have no problem with that aggressiveness.
Right.
I think that when a man's ego is massaged, I heard you talk about a physical massage. But I think that when a man's ego is and his mind is massaged, I think that a woman can almost get anything they want out of that man. And in reverse, I think that if he's calm, okay, he can also get as much as he wants out of a woman. And like you said, it's just not a 50-50 thing, but it should be 100% on both sides. But I want to say something to you. You said something about a physical massage, and you said something I do believe about a almost like a mental massage. Is there a difference? Can a person be massaged and feel sexual and as a result become intimate? Or is a massage separate from a sexual massage?
Well, that depends on how the massage is given and what the setting is. Because, like I said, I give holistic massages, and I've also received massages, but I've only received a holistic massage from a person that gives holistic massages. And I learned that from the person who gave the massage to me. Now, being with my significant other when I was in a relationship and, you know, getting a massage from them, yes, it did turn sexual because of the touching and the caressing and those pressure points that, you know, he was caressing. You know, so yes, a massage can turn to sexual.
Okay, that's good, that's good. And I like this conversation because I think a lot of times men should listen to women and not always think that we know how to please, how to touch, how to foreplay, or how to physically just whisper in a young lady's ear, and how to make love to a woman in the mind. I think because once you make love to a woman in the mind, then the body will follow.
Yes, yes, it will, because the brain is the biggest sex organ there is. So if you know how to stimulate that and to get that going, then, you know, you're on your way.
Yeah, that's the best thing as far as mentally. Mentally is great because I do that daily. Mentally, I do that daily as far as phone sex. That's one of my jobs that I do. So I do that mentally. So I know stimulating the mind can definitely get you there. And even I had an ex-boyfriend before that he didn't like to be touched. So massages was out for him. He didn't want to be rubbed. He didn't want to be touched. But mentally, me talking to him, that he enjoyed that all day. And I still couldn't touch him talking to him. But that's something that he enjoyed. That was something. So everybody's a little bit of different. But mentally is like, to me, it's like foreplay. And that can be anything. It can be started like, you know, delicious set. It can be started at work. It just builds up from starting at in the morning, your morning, and it can build all the way up until another comes home or y'all meet, you know. So mentally also plays a great part in that as well as a physical massage.
Right. Okay, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring that caller in. You hold on, first caller. 404, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I definitely had a comment. This is just as a black man, and one thing that I wanted to state was when you was mentioning the reference to men asking women out on a date, so many words. From my observation, I do done a lot of online dating type thing. What I've learned is that what women, this is my advice, but some women, not all, some women need to do is understand that most men now need a reason. Back in the day, it was traditional, it was chivalry, you know, they had the Jamel role and the woman role, and when you're courting or dating, whatever, you know, it was up to him to do certain things, and that was accepted by her. Why? Because it's part of his role, et cetera, et cetera. I think now the women become more liberal, more equal, quote unquote, to where she no longer needs that man to be chivalrous for her to have a good time or actually go out on a date, that it requires a little bit more. So being that man know the women minds change a little bit, he kind of knows he has options now. So his attitude is, if I'm going to do what needs to be done to basically date you, court you, quote unquote, I need to have a good reason now. Because for him to just do it to be doing it, not knowing what he's going to get in return, because most men now got their hands out, pretty needy now, surprised. You know, I think that's what some people understand. If they share more of who they are, you know, I think a man would be more impressed and more inclined and more encouraged to say, yo, well, let's go out. But for her to think because she's cute or whatever, because she's a woman and because it's a man thing, woman thing, that's that old tradition. She's going to be kind of single for a while. Well, she's going to be waiting for a while for a man who's more liberated, saying, you know what, I want to go out with a woman who I want to be with, who I like. I've talked to her, communicated, she's interested, et cetera, et cetera. I want to go out with her because I know more about her, opposed to the fact that, okay, well, she's waiting for me to ask her. I know a freaking thing about her, so I'm just like, okay, yo, let's go out on a date and blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying to women is just be more open and share more who you are, because I think if you become more interested to a man, he'll definitely ask you out. Why? Because he knows more about you, and he wants to spend time with you, because most of these men nowadays, they ain't traditional and they ain't chivalrous like that old chivalry back in the day.
Right, but what I had said, women can ask men out. It's the norm.
Yeah,
well, it's always the norm for men to ask women out, but it's nothing wrong with a woman asking a man out is what I had mentioned.
Yeah, and I agree 100%.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that because men have been doing it and I've done it, you know, so I really don't see anything wrong with it. You know, as a matter of fact, you never know, a man could have been waiting for you to ask him out.
That's true.
You know, so sometimes you have to step outside your box. Sometimes you really do.
Yeah, most men wouldn't expect it. That would definitely impress, shock, be out of the norm, set you apart from everybody else. For a woman, as a man, that's totally unexpected. So, yeah, that's a gold star right there.
Yeah, but, like, it's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all because, you know, men have been doing it forever, and a woman who asks a man out, it's nothing wrong with it as far as I'm concerned because I've done it, and I know that other women have done it as well, but, you know, it's
right.
not prevalent that women ask men out because it's just been the norm that a man asks a woman out, you know. So when a woman asks a man out, he may you know, be thinking, well, why is she asking me out? You know, but take it as a compliment for real, you know, because
yeah,
women don't have
to ask
men out.
Yeah, definitely take it as a compliment because some guys be like, oh, she's too aggressive for me. Because, you know, sometimes I guess aggressive, some men are not used to it, so it can be a turnoff to them because they're so used to doing. And some of them don't even like to think outside the box, like, okay, it's cool. Like, it's a, you know, I can ask you. It's okay. It's nothing bad with me asking you, you know. You know, sometimes it's like you got to coach some guys into that to be open just a little bit because, you know, it is a norm for guys to ask. But then when we start to ask, or I'll treat you, like I can buy you a drink, you know, sometimes the ego gets in the way sometimes and they pride get in the way sometimes and it's like, oh, well, I'll buy you a drink. And it's like an argument, like, look, it's no competition. Really, it's not. I work. I can ask you out, and it is what it is. Sometimes you have to coach them as well, but there's nothing wrong with females asking out. I think too aggressive, maybe, you know, when it starts to be controlling and a little attitude with it and what you're going to do, that might be a little much of a turnoff. But, you know, some guys need to be open a little bit to that, because some guys are not.
Yeah, yeah. But thank God for the guys that are open to it, you know. And thank God. I thank God for the ones that I did ask out. They didn't reject me, you know, or didn't give me a crazy look. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem, you know, because, you know, it's just something different. And you know, I'm a person. I step outside the box every now and then. You know, I don't. I'm not a follower, and I lead myself. So, you know, that's what it is with me.
Right.
Yeah. So, Rhea,
you're
very quiet over there, darling.
I'm
yeah, but this thing, this sexy thing, it's really if people can get back to that, you know, get back to opening the car doors for your woman, you know, pulling her chair out when you take her out to dinner, you know, and I love a man with a sense of humor. I just think that is the sexiest thing for a man to laugh, to make me laugh. And telling jokes, whether they're silly or stupid or whatever, as long as they make me laugh,
right.
You know.
Right.
Love a man with a sense of humor. Don't be all prudish and stuck up, you know, like you got a stick up your butt. You know, you never smile. You know, you never laugh. And, you know, I'm a happy person. So if I can laugh, you can laugh. If you make me laugh,
right.
I make you laugh. You know, so if you're going to be a prude and stuck up and, you know, it's nothing that you can do with me, and there's nothing that I want to do with you. You know, so
right.
You have to have a sense of humor. Definitely have to have a sense of humor because I can get silly at times, and I love being silly. You know, but there's a serious
can
side
hear me?
Too. Yes.
You can hear me, ladies.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask you a question. How do you ladies feel if you and the mate are out? Dinner takes place, a good movie, and you wind up in either one of your homes and music soft, both of you smelling good, all the senses are open, seeing, hearing, tasting, and lovemaking comes into play. How do you feel about love on the first day? And I'm not calling it sex like you're laboring with a rhythm. I'm talking about love making comes into play. How do you feel about that? And would you be willing to reject the male, or would you wait to the second, third, fourth, or fifth date?
Okay, that's a topic that we're going to be talking about next week. So if you tune in next week, your question will be answered.
What day is that on? What day next week?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, the 29th.
Okay, and that would be the same.
Second? Yeah, the 29th, the same time, 10:30, we will be discussing sex versus lovemaking. So, you know, if you have that, you bring that question up, it'll be answered next week. Okay?
Okay, let me address one of the things you brought up. Not talking about the sex versus lovemaking part, but the first
mm-hmm.
date. The first date thing, I really think age can play a role in that. The woman that I am today, if I feel like going that way, I'm going that way.
Right.
If you had gotten me as a woman of 25 or 30, oh, hell no. No. And in today's society, too many men expect it. And you know, you hear this term, oh, I've already paid for it. I paid for dinner. I paid for this. I paid for that. No, you didn't. And so the woman that I am today, I'm just shy of 50. If that's the way I want to go, that's the way I want to go. I'm older. Time ain't always our friend, so you don't miss out on certain opportunities. But me as a younger woman, the answer would have been absolutely no.
Right. Well, That was a good answer.
That was a very good
answer. Yeah, because you know, when you get older, your things are different than opposed to when you was younger, because a one night stand can turn into a lifetime with somebody, you know. And then I look at it like this: if it's somebody that I want to be with, and I'm caring for that person, regardless of whether we may not ever see each other again, but in that moment, it's just in the moment.
That's good, very good. Because at one time, I believe that a woman would look at that as being taboo. And my thing was is that I have dated ladies in the past who were good women. I never looked at them as being bad women. We were just at the heat of the moment. And I've always said that if they're going to call the woman a thousand names, they need to call the man a thousand names. But that woman answered it correctly. She answered it correctly. That the older people get, the more mature stance they take to say that I'm responsible for my actions and I'm going to carry on with my life. I like that answer.
Right. And that was definitely a good answer because, like, times change, people change, things have changed. So you're in that moment, and like I said, if I never saw that person again, it was something that I wanted to do. I was not forced to do. It was consensual, and I'm going to make the best of it.
That's right.
Yeah, and like you had said, the names they call, they say when a woman sleeps with the man on the first night, she's a whore, she's a slut, she's this and that. That goes for the man as well, if you want to get down to it like that. But I'm just saying in that moment, it really doesn't, I don't even, would say that someone's a whore or a slut because they want to express their feelings with somebody. That's just my opinion.
Agree. No, I think it's a good opinion. It happens to be
right.
My position. Your opinion, my position. No, it's good. Yeah. That's good. I like that. I would stand on them and back it up. Yeah, I think it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very fair,
but,
you know.
Right, right. But, you know, like I said, we do have people who will do name calling and, you know, say you're so wrong for this and that, you know. But if you're in that moment, go for it. Tomorrow's not promised to anybody, you know, and especially nowadays. You don't know whether you're going to wake up in the morning or if you are you know, going to come home from work. And if somebody you wanted to see, somebody you wanted to be with, then I would suggest do it.
Hey, because sometimes it might not come back, so you might miss out. I agree.
Yeah. And then, like I said, it may turn into one night stands can turn into a lifetime, because I have a few friends that had met. Well, one of my friends had met her husband in the hospital, and they got married within a couple of weeks, and they were together for over 20 some years.
That's great.
You know, so, yeah. So, who's to say?
That's good. You're right.
Okay. Right.
You had an interesting conversation earlier about the way a woman dresses. That's interesting to men today because, you know, for instance, I was in Center City, where I live at, center of city where I live at. We men, coming from work, we men look for women that dress, and we're able to see things that are revealing, whether it's the breast coming through the shirt or a see-through top, or whether it's a woman that looks like she doesn't have any underwear on. And I think that comparing her to a woman who might be wearing some type of garment, the woman with hardly anything on is going to get more attention than the woman with the garment. So now the women that are wearing garments are starting to now not wear the garments, maybe wear the headpiece, but they're letting other things show because the other women are showing them up. So I guess it depends on where I'm at, whether or not I look at modesty or revealingness to be compared. And I say that, for instance, if I'm somewhere on an island on a vacation, and if I'm in Puerto Rico or Jamaica, and it's hot, it's warm, I look for revealing stuff, and I'm not looking at a woman to be modest. Even if I am in America and the weather is warm, I'm still looking for revealing things. Now, on the workforce, in places like that, it only makes sense that a woman has a certain type of uniform like a man does. But I believe that the sexier, to me, a woman looks, the more attractive she is what she does with her sexiness. You know, if we're in a committed relationship and it's my woman, well, then it's fine. If she dresses certain ways, as long as it's my woman, it's fine. But if we're in an open relationship, okay, and she wants to dress that way, then obviously she feels free. I feel that she can be free, and vice versa. If we have a commitment, then I'm going to carry myself a certain way. And I'm, instead of me having five buttons down, I'm going to button all my buttons up and maybe just have a little bit of my area of my neck revealed. But if we have an open relationship, I might have my shirt buttoned all the way down. So I guess it's depending on the understanding that both of us have. So I guess today, I mean, because women have, they look so beautiful today. They get their hair done, their nails, you know, all their feet, everything is just so wonderful. And you look for tattoos certain places now. First, I didn't like it. It's grown on me. I look for a woman to have a tattoo now, whether it's on the arm. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's just, the women look, they look all part of the United States. They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Right, that's just the conversation. Men are so visual. Men are visual, and they see something that looks good. They're gonna. That's what they want to see. Men will like a woman with her butt cheeks hanging out,
all
her breast almost hanging out, and that looks good to a man. But
That's right.
You also have to think that this woman is exposing a lot. That leaves nothing for the imagination, you know, because you've seen everything. You get her home and you've seen everything. Now, not to say that some men don't really even care about not seeing anything, leaving anything for the imagination, but most men who want to be in a relationship with a woman, they don't want to see all that, because especially out in public where other men are looking at this woman. So, therefore, they would tell their woman, you know, well, you need to cover up, or he's not even going to be with that type of woman, you know, because number one, if you get with that person, that's how that person dresses. You can't come in and tell that person to cover up, don't dress like that anymore, because you accepted that person when you got with that person. So there's some men who don't, who will look at a woman's attributes opposed to approaching her and wanting to be with that woman. He'll be with the woman who's dressed in a suit. If he's still going to look at that woman with her butt cheeks hanging out, with her cleavage hanging out, but that's not the type of woman that he wants.
Okay. I'll go with that depending on the man.
Right. You know? Right, that's
but
what
no,
I just
understand.
Said. Because there are
You're
men
exactly
who right. want that, and it's sexy to some men. It's even sexy to some women. But to some men, they always want to have something left to the imagination. You know, you got the man who, the woman who, that he can see everything. He's seeing what he's getting before he get it. Then you got the man who wants to have a little surprise. You know, you look good in that suit. You know, you have nice legs opposed to seeing all the way up to your butt cheeks. And I keep saying butt cheeks because you see a lot of that today.
Okay.
You know,
can I revert that? And can I talk about how the women are visual and give you an example?
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Because I believe that women like to see hair on chest. They like to see the chest, but the buttons are both buttoned down. But so far, they like certain complexions, certain textures of hair. They like, you know, they like certain things. And of course, I heard you mention eating well groomed. But here's the thing that I believe that men don't discriminate on, and that is height. I believe that women like tall men.
Yeah.
Right? Now, men aren't tall. Now, but that doesn't bother. A woman could be taller than us, and we will accept her and have feelings for her, whatever direction it goes. Well, she could be short. Matter of fact, men that I know, like myself, we like meat on women. You know, a woman could be thin. This is how we really don't discriminate. We'll take a heavy woman, a heavier woman, especially if she has large breasts with her weight, thick thighs with her weight, she carries her weight well. We'll take that. If a woman's thin, first thing that comes to our mind is that, wow, she's thin. She's pure P-U-S-S-Y. So we don't even discriminate on that part. So And we accept the woman even sometimes with shallow knowledge as opposed to deep knowledge. But I think women in the reverse are more discriminatory physically than we are.
Now, my experience, I disagree with that.
It could be an area.
I live in Chicago, and I can tell you right now, that's not how it is in Chicago. Men are shallow in general. I never say all. I'm not saying all. But in general, Chicago men are shallow until they're ready to settle down. Then they broaden things. But until that point, they're extremely shallow. Extremely. Everybody got to have a dime piece. Everybody got to have this. Everybody got to have that. And so that's been my experience living in Chicago. So I'll put it like that.
Well, living in Pennsylvania, I can speak far as a female. As far as physical, we're very picky, because I know I am. I'm very picky. I'm 5'9", and I weigh over 200 pounds, so I'm very thick with mine. And I love tall men. Not saying that I've never dated short men, but I'm just a little bit picky, because I wear heels, and I don't wear just 2-inch heels. So I'm just like this big old giant, and I don't want... I don't discriminate, but I'd rather physically have a tall man. And I know a lot of women out here, they're very picky. And men out here are very picky. But as far as the women out here in PA, we're very, very picky. Men are, like you said, like, you know, they will pick and they will continue to do what they do. And they see it and they like it and they put it together and they accept it. A lot of women out in PA are very, very, we're very picky on what it is that we want and what it is that we have to have. And that's just something that I have experienced living in Pennsylvania.
Well, in the DMV, the men here are, I can't really describe the men here, but it just seems like they're in a rush. And they want everything right now, and they go for Danny had mentioned, the Gucci wearing and the dime pieces and, you know, different things like that. And there's a lot of, lately I'm seeing a lot of mixed couples here in the DMV. But I really can't describe the men here. A lot of them complain about the women here, you know, wanting to get women from different parts of the state, the country, and, you know, all this so crazy stuff. But myself, I am picky, too, to a degree, because I don't like, a man has got to be, he has got to be taller than me, and I'm 5'1". So if he's 5'5 and up, it's all good, because I just don't care for men who are shorter than me or my height. You have to be. That's just my preference. And I like a man who's easy on the eye. He don't have to look like my baby daddy, Smokey Robinson, but if he did. But, you know, as long as he's easy on the eyes and the complexion, he can be chocolate. I love chocolate men now. It was one point when I was younger, something had caused me not to really care for dark-skinned men, but I love chocolate men. They can be bald-headed or have hair. You know, just easy on the eyes and have a nice body, intelligent. So that's my preference. I can't speak for all the women here, but, you know, I can speak for myself. And I know that I'm a thick girl myself, and there are some men who love me, then there are some men who don't. And the ones who don't love me, I don't deal with them, you know. But if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they care for me and accept me for what I am, it's all good. So that's my preference.
Coming from my preference, I just love black women. I mean, the older I've gotten, the more I see the value of the black woman. And I guess I've tried to adjust to the different levels of consciousness of different women I've dated in the past. Because we all come from different backgrounds. We've had different levels of education. We've had different experiences in our life. And some of us have less of time on the planet and know more than a whole lot of older people and vice versa. But I like a woman who has meat on her, is thick, full-figured. I can take a woman who's thin. I can take a woman black that has short hair, long hair, her hair. I'm not like this situation that went on with Gabby Douglas. I think that was a terrible thing. The way people came down on her hair, I mean, she was
out of all things they could have came at, like out of all things you went out of her hair? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, this young lady was underage for a lot of people who probably don't work till they're 18 and over. She worked harder than some folks work in maybe 4 or 5 months during a course of a day. So I'm just stating that I think, I like hair. I like to see a woman with hair, it could be short, long, whatever. I mean, I don't like a woman with a bald head. I mean, that wouldn't be my preference. I've seen women that look sexy whose hair have been very close, but I wouldn't prefer a woman with a bald head. But getting back to it, and I happen to like sisters of color. I mean, I'm not taking away from any other kind of woman from any other part of the planet, but my preference is sister. And I think when an African-American man has a good sister, like I think Michelle Obama is a good sister for Barack, then I think you can take the world and y'all can win. As a matter of fact, it's happening today. Barack Obama and his wife are challenging the world and they're winning. So, you know, I like to see us together, you know. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. And I think overall, I think that a lot of brothers like sisters. Now, when they acquire all this money, for some reason, they want to get away from the complexion of being dark, a woman dark with thicker hair, and they want to gravitate to a lighter complexion and oftentimes a white woman. Mm-hmm. That's not my preference. I think that we lose when we step away from our sisters, and each is own now. Everybody's different.
Right.
And I think
thing with that is the fact I don't care who a person dates, if they black, white, green, or yellow, but when black men step on the other side with a white woman and they have the reasoning that, well, I don't want to be with a black woman no more because she's this, she's that. When you put a black woman down to be with another race, Korean, African, or white, or whatever, especially, you know, white women, you put a black woman down to be with a white woman, I have a problem with that. But if you just are with a white woman because that's the woman you want to be with, that's the woman you love, that's the woman you want to be your mother's, the mother of your children, it's all good. But don't put a black woman down so you can be with a white woman. I can't get with that.
And 9 out of 10, I see that a lot. Like 9 out of 10, to be honest with you, I see that a lot. A lot of black men date white women, and it's always a reason. Oh, she just, you know, black girls, they're too loud. They're too nosy. They just real loud. They're disrespectful. They're this and they're that. And it's always, I rarely, and that's just me personally, rarely run into a black guy that dates a white woman because that's just who I want to be with. That's who I fell in love with. I met her because, you know, that, you know, we was in school together or sweethearts, whatever. I rarely ran into that. It's always a reason when I ask questions because I'm just nosy. So that's just me. I'm nosy. I'm going to ask the questions. They ain't gonna
right.
ask your questions. That's just what I do.
Right.
So I always ask. I always ask people like they're on interviews. Why, you know, why do you consider it to go that way? Always, you can find the truth. When I have talked to many black guys that dated outside, whether it's white, whether it's Puerto Rican, whether it's Indian, whether it's another culture, it's because of a reason. It's a reason. Black sisters, you know, we're too loud. We're overboard. What do you mean you're overboard? What do you mean you're overboard? Because you had a bad experience with one, you shouldn't make that everybody. You shouldn't have to
right.
honor that as everybody. And it goes vice versa with some of us black women.
Right.
I dated one black bad man, don't mean that the rest of the black men that I'm going to run into or meet are all going to be that way. But a lot of interracial, it's always more of when I hear black guys dating white girls, always a reason. And it's always putting down the sisters. There's always that. And that's just 9 out of 10. That's just my opinion.
Well, let me tell you something. Well, these guys that put the sisters down, what are they bringing to the table? So you got to be
that's
careful.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see,
that's
people
exactly
go around
and
you turn around and you see what he have, and he don't have too many scruples or nothing to offer. And he's quick to put somebody down. We got to be careful of people who go around stepping on people, because when they step on people, they become nobody.
Right.
That's how I look.
There's nothing sexy about a person putting another person down because they want to be with somebody else. If you love that person, take that person around your family. Don't be ashamed of them, you know, because a lot of them give these white girls or whatever. They never meet their parents. And, you know, what's that all about? If I'm going to be in a relationship with you, you meet my parents, I'm going to meet your parents. You know, so don't do that. That's not sexy at all.
Not at all.
I know there's a lot of talk about black women limiting themselves. Because those who don't want to stay outside the race. And I've been involved in numerous conversations on that particular topic. Well, it all goes back to preference. And many of us do have preferences. I've never been attracted to anything but a black man.
Mm-hmm.
I think a black man is one of the most sexiest things on this creation.
Yes, they
outside
are.
Of the big giant cat. I can look at a brother and like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just watch, you know, and I
right.
just I've never gotten that same feeling for any other race. And I can say,
right.
oh, he looks good, but I look and I'm gone. But I find myself gravitating to that, and then they say that we're limiting ourselves. We're limiting ourselves because they're dating outside their race and this, that, and the other.
Right.
But I don't feel as though I'm limiting myself because if that's not what I'm attracted to, what I'm supposed to do, make myself be attracted
right.
to it?
Right. You're only supposed to be with whatever you're attracted to. If you're attracted to white, Chinese, Korean, Indian, that's what you're going to be with. But if you're attracted to black, that's what you're going to be with as well. Now, I've been in a relationship with a couple of Caucasians, and it was different, you know, because I've been so used to being with brothers because I still love my black man. I don't care what he's done or what he do. I still love my black man because there's such a variety in them. They come in all colors, sizes, shapes, and it's just so much diversity in the black man opposed to the white man. But, you know, like I said, I was in a relationship with a couple of white men, and there is a difference. To me, you know, I knew there was a difference because they didn't have that rhythm. They and I, like I had mentioned earlier, I love a man with voluptuous lips, and I don't mean no harm, but white men do not have any lips. So you know, there was a difference. Now in the relationship, it was a good relationship, but I more or less love being with my brothers.
Okay. I have a question for you ladies. So since we're talking about thickness, darkness, hair, texture, height,
sexy stuff, yeah.
I hear you speak. How do you feel about penis size? Is that
well
important?
That's gonna be discussed too. But that you know, these are gonna be some of the topics on the shows to come. So when you tune back in, we will be discussing the penis, the vagina, orgasms. The whole gamut,
right.
you know, different things. So we're going to be discussing the penis and size probably after in the first Wednesday in September, which will be the 5th, because next week we're going to be talking about sex versus lovemaking. And September the 5th, we'll be talking about penis and size. Does it matter? Is that good with you?
Whatever you do, man, whatever's on the agenda, as long as I can tune in, I feel good about it.
Oh, no doubt. Come back, because we're going to, like I said, we're going to be talking about everything that's of a sexual connotation. And if you have a topic that you would like to discuss, you know, you can email me, or, you know, before the show goes off, you can inbox me. My email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or you can inbox me on here. You know, if you have a subject that you'd like for us to talk about, but those are the subjects that are lined, the topics that are lined up until September the 5th.
Right. I have the email.
Yeah, so we will be talking about that, and next week we will be discussing sex versus lovemaking. And like I said, the 5th of September, we will be discussing penis the size matter.
Okay.
Because we really don't want to get off the topic, even though we swayed a little bit, but you know, there's going to be so much more to come with this show. I had scheduled it for an hour, but as you can see, we went an hour and a half, and it could have been longer, but it's down to 8 minutes, so I think we're going to close down, not unless everybody has something else they'd like to discuss, for another half hour. And I want to put out there, we have a Friday show as well that myself and Rhea is a co-host on that show. This Friday, the topic on that show is going to be anything goes, you know, anything the listening audience would like to talk about, anything Rhea and I are going to talk about. That's this Friday. And like I said, next Wednesday on Bringing Back Sexy, we're going to be talking about sex versus lovemaking. And, you know, I appreciate everybody who came out. Penelope in the chat room, Blackman37, just a black man, and all the calls on the line, the callers in, people listening on the iPhones, iPads, the internet, and wherever else you're listening from. I do appreciate you stopping by. Come back next Wednesday. And like I said, the topic will be sex versus lovemaking. With that being said, do anybody have any closing remarks?
No, just wrap it up. Get your size. Make sure you get your size and wrap it up, because everybody don't wear a magnum. So make sure you get your right size.
Ladies go first, and I'll be the last.
Huh?
Are you there? I said I'll let the ladies go, and I can be the last one.
Okay.
Well, I want to.
Do you have any closing remarks?
I'm one of them that feels that it ain't the size, it's what you can do with it.
Well, some people feel that way too. Some people do feel that way, but some people, you know, like I said, we will be discussing that and, you know, getting it out there, the size matter. Because to some women it does, some women it don't, you know, but I will discuss my issue when we discuss the show.
Okay, well, I'm going.
That will be very good. No, not fire.
That's going to be a great show.
I'm going to say what I have to say, that it's been a pleasure. I was able to talk to three ladies. We had three opinions, three positions. And how can I go wrong? I mean, anytime a man got three women around him, they're all good women. I can't go
that's
wrong.
Women,
I mean,
that's sexy, ain't it?
That's
the apex of sex. the other thing, I was able to shoot out some things and say some things that you can't normally say to other people and get the right answers back. I mean, because some people don't know how to get you folks gave my way answers that I haven't heard anybody just give me. And that has helped me to grow. And that's what this is about, growth and development.
Well, isn't that simple, honest
open communication. That's why I said what I said when I said communication is sexy. When you can sit and you can talk about things and you can engage and enlighten the man and extend the man and even, you know, oh, wow, I never looked at it that way. Stuff like that, that's hella fast sexy.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes it does. So
all right.
That is it. So everybody got their last remarks out?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so this Friday's show airs at 11 p.m. right here on Delicious Talk, and the topic for Friday is Anything Goes, No Holds Barred. We'll be talking about the current events or problems or whatever. But this show tonight is geared for the grown and sexy. We're going to be having different topics every week. And like I said, next week's topic is sexy versus lovemaking, and the week after that, Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., the week after that is going to be Does Size Matter? So if you didn't tune in tonight, you can archive it. If you missed anything, you can archive it. And I do appreciate the audience participation, and I encourage you when you have questions and comments to call in. I appreciate that very much. Rhea, thanks for coming on tonight. Danny, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, so everybody have a beautiful Wednesday night. It's going to be Thursday in a minute, but finish having a beautiful Wednesday night. See you guys Friday night. Thanks, everybody, in the chat room for coming out. Penelope, hey, girl, I haven't seen or heard from you in a month of Sundays. Thanks for stopping by. Mm-hmm. Come back.
All right.
With that being said, everybody have a beautiful night.
You too.
Good night, everybody.
Close out.
Good night.
Right.